I'm Bob Mata, host of Buried, Inside the John Wayne Gacy Investigation, which is Defense Diaries' remastered re-release of the Gacy tape season. The original Gacy recordings have been professionally remastered for enhanced clarity, bringing new life to this groundbreaking investigation. Just to be clear, this podcast is not another John Wayne Gacy biography. No, this is the story of the victims, the desperate investigation to find them, and the lines that were crossed to bring their killer to justice. The case shocked the nation and defined a generation of true crime. But the full story of just exactly how Gacy was caught has never been told. Until now.
Well, there's a new podcast that is re-examining the investigation of serial killer John Wayne Gacy. And in the most recent episode, the host profiles a story about the key evidence in the case that he says isn't the story we've come to know.
If that doesn't show up in my report, then I was unaware of it that night.
That's a detail, I'm sorry, that I cannot remember.
Who were we to argue with, you know, state's attorneys and all that stuff? So I feel kind of bad about that end of it.
But he said that due to circumstances, we were not to tell anybody about that. So for years, I never mentioned it to anybody.
My father, Bob Mata Sr., represented John Wayne Gacy during his insanity defense trial in 1980. For decades, our family has possessed never-before-heard audio recordings of Gacy speaking candidly with his defense team. These tapes reveal the mind of one of America's most notorious serial killers.
I remember throwing Vic's body down the basement, but I do not remember throwing him in a hole or covering him over or anything like that.
How can I have any feelings about it? Once they weren't on the ground, they weren't my problem.
The incredible true story of how law enforcement took the monster down is now available everywhere you get your podcasts.